Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coach Raheem Morris just stopped by. If you missed any of that, of course, you can always go online at Odyssey.com. We will replay it for you a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour because he gave us an update on A.J. Terrell. Now, Mike, as we talk about some of the things that Coach told us, I think for me, the most interesting thing he said, guys, is how teams already are attempting to play Michael Penix. So he goes back to last year's game and talks about how Penix is – basically, they're threatening him to make these throws down the field. He's showing you he can do it, and now teams are like, nah, we got two safeties back here. We're going to have two safeties high. We're not going to give you that chance. What that tells you is, if that is the case, not just Sunday, moving forward, coach is saying, we have no problem running the football like what you saw on Sunday night. When the Vikings had two safeties high.
And you know what you're going to do.
We're running the football.
And it's one of those things that, you know, you hear Tony Romo talks about and Greg Olsen. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things as a fan, you can kind of get a vibe of where they're going. Now, sometimes they'll sort of disguise their look. But that's one thing. Like, if teams are looking to – good thing we got a guy. See, that's the thing. The guy that we talked about earlier, Carl was talking about a person on social media was saying, not sold on Penix. Really? All right, I mean, I know it's a small sample size, but if they're taking it away, there's no point to force it.
Don't force it.
And by the way, if they respect his vertical passing game so much, that's a winning trait because they know he can do it.
Correct.
So we can get it underneath all we want. My question with Zach Robinson is, can we just execute that stuff a little bit better?
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I think Pitts and Bijan making one man miss in the flat, I'll take those odds every day.
I agree with you. Yeah, because I feel like, and you guys can hit us up at 404-726-0929. It's our text as well. I feel like the catches we've seen Pitts execute this year, he's playing with a different passion. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't there, but, like, you feel like, and I said this the other day, Mike, maybe it was Monday after the game, when he catches the ball, I feel like he's going to get an extra 7 yards now. Like, he is determined to get people off of him and pick up yards after the catch. So, I'm with you. Like, I'll take those odds any day of the week. But what we're saying to you guys is coach just gave you a little bit of insight. Like, we're not going to force the issue, and if whatever they want to offer us, we're going to take. He didn't want to get overly excited about the defense. I am. As a coach, I get it because they got to work this week, and they show up, and they could do all the things, and guess what? Bryce Young could hit some crazy play at the end of the game, Mike, and we lose, and I get it. And you can't get too high or too low.
It's still a road game. This is our home opener. Yes. They've lost two games by one possession on the road. We're a 5.5-point favorite.
I know.
Carolina.
And look, I expect us to win Sunday, but for where we sit, guys, and we sit where you guys sit, you got to be excited about what you saw.
Hell yeah.
And that is why I am, like, over-enthusiastic about the defense. And the guy, you know, again, all the negative Nellies come out, Mike, when we win. It's funny because, you know, when we're losing, they want to crush us. And when we're winning, they're like, yeah, but there are no buts. You had four rookies contribute in a way that we haven't seen, all with first careers. First sack, first interceptions, These guys are players, man.
Look, Mooney's not 100%. The guy had a punch-out play. It's one of those, like literally perfect, you know, the stars align. Whammy. Now, again.
Whammy.
Whammy. Maybe another field goal, hopefully a touchdown. Look, the one thing, and we discussed it with Coach, if you just you can rewind to the Odyssey app, we just talked about it. You got to get the red zone to be the red zone, not the dead zone.
What do you do down there? What are you doing down there?
I'll run it till they stop it. I'll run that thing till they stop it. And then when they don't, that's when Drake earns that new contract, right? That's where Pitts, we've talked about, you know, the plays that Pitts has been open in the end zone twice now.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Drake hasn't been able to. Now, again, Drake hasn't been 100%, but Penix either hasn't seen it, or I'm not saying, one guy hit me up on the text line, you don't trust, well, let's not go down that road. If you didn't hear the season, preseason, Michael Penix Jr. is pumping up Kyle Pitts.
He is.
The first thing he said in front of the media, first practice.
We got the ball to KP. That's right.
So, yeah, but that's now it's got a transition to happening on Sundays. Because this is – like winning on the road is still tough in the NFL. They did embarrass us last year. Even if Coach Ra and behind closed doors, they are pissed off about this. Not going to say
it. Not going to say it.
But you know, we heard from Rick Stroud in Tampa. Tampa was ticked off at how they lost those two games to us.
Yeah.
They had that game locked up against us on that Thursday night.
There'll be some extra juice for this one. There is. And that stuff does carry over. It just does. 404-726-0929. But you can't – he's right. You can't take that and solely, you know, lock into that. You still have to go out and play, man, and – I'd love to see the offense explode this weekend, Mike. After 2 weeks, you know, first week is a fight, right? And you just found your way. We were just trying to find a way to win. Ultimately, it doesn't happen. Week two, your defense was so damn good. All your offense had to do was not turn it over. That's what happened on Sunday night. Week three, I'd like to see the offense explode a little bit. Let's make some plays,
I mean,
man.
I don't expect six sacks every week, but it's a nice start.
Yeah.
But I mean, but if this team can get after it again. This is so frustrating because you said it. We got to defend our own quarterback on talk radio in Atlanta. After I spent a whole year arguing the whole Kirk Cousins at Penix was the stupidest thing we've ever done. Just go get Penix and let's go to work. Now he's here. It's his team. Yeah, there are some things on the road. You just got a road win against Minnesota. I want to see us score the 35 points that you guys all want, like a Madden game. Mm-hmm. And the way that, if we're honest, and Day-Day brought this up to Monday, the way Carolina scored, we may have to score 35 points, even with the way our defense is looking.
No doubt. I mean, look, they may get a couple of explosive plays. You just don't know how these things play out.
They got a young stud wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't. And especially if AJ's out. And that's no disrespect to any of these guys, but there's a reason why they paid AJ the money they did. Because of his status in the NFL. One other thing, just stuff we're picking out from Coach talking to us was he said the kicker situation, Mike. It sounds like it's Parker Romo, right?
But, again, you and I discussed this, and Coach, without really saying anything about it, kind of confirmed.
Yeah.
It's an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Until they see that Parker Romo can be a consistent producer in the NFL. Guys, he had 5 for 5, including a 54-yarder. First one was a bit of nerves, as we said, that barely made it. But after that, he was off and running. But now you're keeping Koo. But as I said, you know, to you yesterday, I just don't believe in Koo. That is all that hot of insurance policy. But they will roll the dice. They've got two more starts for Parker Romo before they have to make a determination. And that may get them – they may feel good about him before we get into the bye week. And then eventually they move on from Koo. We're going to find out. Certainly, James Peace Jr., it's an injury report just dropped today for Wednesday. It is a groin injury.
Okay.
Or at least a groin issue that limited him in practice today. That's why the media didn't see him out there when they could see practice.
Now, Coach just told us he'll be back out there tomorrow. That's what he just said to us. Now, if that turns out to be true, then tomorrow we will examine that. But he said a little maintenance, as he described it to us. All right? So I don't want to get carried away with that. But, you know, this is the thing, and he mentioned this as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. You can find us across all social media platforms. Follow us at Dukes and Bell 92.9 as well. But he was saying, as a rookie, learning to manage your body and getting it ready week to week is something that these guys have to figure out. So he described it as a maintenance issue, and he should be back on the field tomorrow. That's what we hope.
I know that you know, the young defense, everything we talked about, Jalen Walker, and that's it. Coach, well, I told you guys. Yeah, I know. All we can say on the radio. Coach, we can't go on the radio and go, Jalen Walker, I guess he's really – we know what he is. We know what was expected of him. It was a steal for him to fall to us at 15. But I mean, now this may be a coup for us if this rate of production is maintained over the course of the season. Now, I think Lewis really got a little cuckoo when he said that James Pierce Jr. is going to lead everybody in the league in sacks. But hey, imagine
rate is very high, Mike.
Yes, it is. But if we're talking about 55 or 60 sacks on this team, Falcon fans won't know what to do with themselves. We'll I won't.
No, we'll be
let's hunt.
We'll be in really good shape. We'll be in really good shape if we get to 55, 60 sacks. Hey, man, we are going to talk to Jake Matthews also. He is going to join us here. Before we get to Jake, though, we're going to get a chance to talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons.
Say
coming
it
up
right
here.
Wes Drewham. By the way, guys are loving us. They got a big kick out of Coach loving our Divine Diablo.
Yeah, man. Yes. Look, we had fun with these dudes. Divine, last week, if you missed it, he couldn't stop laughing. He was like, y'all a trip, man. Y'all are crazy. But that's how it sounds in our heads. When we first saw that we signed him, Mike literally goes, who's this Divine Diablo guy? And I go, Divine Diablo? Who the hell names their kid Divine?
And then it all started, I was telling you, because Gordon knows from back in the day, we always loved the names that sound like fun, sound like the old days when Tyler Perry would have those shows at the Civic Center. It's like, it's The Other Woman starring Divine Diablo.
That's right.
Shamar Moore.
It's also, you know what it is? It's that Key and Peele skit, too.
Yes.
That's it falls
into
that.
It's the East-West All-Star game. Yes. Divine Diablo.
Yes. That's what it is. So, yeah, man, but Coach
Smoochie
had no idea.
Smoochie Pterodactyl Jones.
Smoochie. Coach had no idea that we said it that way, so he was having a little fun.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell, but we're going to talk to Jake, and we'll get his take on this O-line. Here's the other thing, man. We've gone through 2 weeks. How much have y'all talked about Elijah Wilkinson?
Not a peep.
I'm
now,
asking.
Three false starts in two games, but that's better than holding. I can live with that. Well, now, I don't like it, but I can live
look,
with it.
I think, Mike, the first game was just timing and being out there with the guys and kind of getting anybody can say, oh, you should be able to throw somebody out there who plays in the NFL. Guys, the offensive line is like – it's like dancing.
Right.
You step, I step, right? I move, you move. Like, I got to know where you're at, what you're doing. It's cues. So when I saw that, I was like, okay. But you're right. He hasn't been a disaster like we might have thought going in, saying, man, he's about to give up like all these sacks. He's not doing that.
No, every team has a plan A, B, and C, but is your plan A, B, and C good enough?
Right.
I mean, Storm Norton was the guy. And again, Storm Norton, if he gets healthy, he might still be back there at right tackle. But to Coach's point, I mean, I don't think Coach should be chirping, I told you so. We're only two games.
No. Trying to survive.
But
it's
not like
back.
You know, Penix has got a pristine pocket every day. But, you know, but we also found out, you know, if you're wondering if he does have the pocket, why the ball's not going, you know, 40 yards down the field, they're playing too high safeties. They're trying to take away the vertical.
Yeah, very interesting there, because if that's what teams want to do, and at some point, by the way, teams will change it back up.
Right.
Because
Bijan's
going to
gash you
them.
For 150
yes.
yards every game.
They got to change it back up. And then that's when you get what? Man-to-man, and now you're tempting our guy to throw the ball down the field, and he's going to kill you. It's Dukes and Bell coming into the studio right now. Our man Jake Matthews is going to sit down with us.
Mr. 100. You hear about this?
What's that?
He's got like 100%. Have you know your numbers? Have you seen your stats?
Oh, he doesn't look at that stuff.
I know he doesn't, but I mean – and again, credit to Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com. Mark, look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
And according to Mark, you, sir, is tied for first in pass block win rate at 100%.
All right.
Special time in a boy's life. 2 weeks into the season.
I love Jake.
Just trying to do my job.
Yeah, Jake's like, hey.
All right.
Let's do it. Jake Matthews, our left tackle, joining us. We love this dude, man. He's been a consummate pro and certainly, you know, a guy that has been a leader on this team. Jake, what was the difference between week one and week two for you guys up front? Week one, I know Tampa, different challenges. Week two, man, you guys look like road graders. You just get out of our way. What was the difference?
Yeah, I think obviously that week one Tampa game didn't go the way we wanted. And as a group, we put it on ourselves. We take a lot of pride in what we do, and that wasn't the standard. And it was all we focused on all week and got challenged basically and went out there and got it done. I think that speaks a lot to the guys we have up front and how important it is to them. And just the fact that we found a way to get it done, especially in a hostile road environment like that where, you know, that first drive was really loud.
We were at home and we said on Monday, it's like, I mean, not we're going to have you guys doing like Big 12, like play cards for the signals, but I mean, it is difficult to get the play call. And we saw, and it's almost like when a quarterback cups his ears on the helmet, it just gets the crowd amped up even more.
Yeah, it's like blood in the water when they see that. So,
right.
No, but man, we responded to it and yeah, just a good feeling as an offensive lineman to run for over 200 yards and, you know, let those two backs we have eat, because, man, as you guys can tell, they're really good at what they do.
And running the football, I know you've talked about it with us before, the mindset. I think as an offensive line, it's just so much more fun, right? Just going forward as opposed to beep, 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 but going in reverse. I know you do both really well, but it just seems like when things are cooking like that, there's just a momentum that builds.
Yeah, anytime you can take it to them versus doing something I guess we weren't intended to do. God made us to run forward, and we're getting told, hey, we need you to backpedal and block this world-class athlete. So, yeah, anytime you can take it to them and run the ball as an offensive lineman, man, you love that.
What's the deal as far as your – you know, I know he's not on your side per se. You're on the left side, but we were just talking about Elijah Wilkinson and the job he stepped in and done. First of all, Jake, it's hard, right? I mean
– Yeah, no doubt.
You come in and you're like, yo, we need you over here. And I was just describing to our audience, like, you guys is like doing a dance. You take a step. I got to take a step. I got to know where you're at. But he's done a really good job so far at stepping in there.
He has. And to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised. I started basically a whole year with Elijah playing left guard here in, what was that, 2022, yeah. And, man, he's a pro. He's extremely gifted. He's smart. He has experience. He's done it all over the place. And when he went in there, you know, I was confident he was going to play well. And also, he's been showing it in practice. It's not like we were gambling, like, hey, I hope he plays well in the game. He hasn't been showing it. He'd been doing a really good job in practice. And so, yeah, really looking to him to continue to do what he's doing.
It's a Jake Matthews with this guy's Pro Bowler here on Dukes and Bell as you get ready for Carolina. We tried to get Coach to talk, but he really wouldn't take the bait. And we'll try it with you. But it seemed like last year, when the playoffs were on the line, Bucks had to lose, obviously. But that was just a tough loss from a fan standpoint. Had to be frustrating to lose to Carolina to end the season last year. So any extra sauce for this one?
Yeah. Well, first off, when you play a division opponent, there's something different about that. You know, it's someone you're playing twice a year, you know pretty well, and – yeah, there's bad blood, you know. You want to win, and that's every week. But there's just something different about a division opponent. So, yeah, obviously, not a way you want to finish the season. I know Tampa still won that week, right? But you know, we're going out there to win every week, and I thought we left some stuff out there and didn't get it done at the end. So, this is a big challenge, you know. New season and bounce back after week one, 1-1 even record, and let's get on the winning side of it.
Sidebar. Bro, you're shredded. Like, you walked in here, and I was like, damn, Jake, what are you doing?
Are we doing Tropic Thunder yet? You shredded like a Julianne?
You're all shredded up. I'm like, damn, Jake, what are you doing? What are you doing to take care of yourself, man? In this part of your career, you look great. What's going on?
Shirt's just a little tight. It's
an
illusion. Yeah.
It's medium?
It got left in the dryer too long. But
you come in and you're flexing. I'm like, man, I don't want to go up against this dude. Are you? What's your diet? Seriously. What are you doing at home?
What's your caloric intake, Jake?
Oh, Lord. Man, I got an amazing wife who feeds me really well. And honestly, I just try to eat a lot of good stuff. Okay. Try to stay away from the stereotypical fat O lineman eating. And
right.
More of a more athletic lineman, I guess you'd say. But no, man, we got an amazing team here with our strength staff and nutrition staff and all that. I'm just following their lead, man. They're the ones setting us up for success.
What you putting up right now? What you putting up right now?
It's a new segment on Dukes and Bell. How much you bench?
I don't think I've maxed my bench out since college. Don't want to blow my shoulder out.
I haven't done legs since 1986.
Hey, you look great.
Jake's with us here. My dad said, how the hell with sit-ups? Every day is chest day. Jake Matthews is with us here on Dukes and Bell. One thing we did talk about with Carolina, you know, not so much in your side because he's generally in the interior, but they got some weapons. They added some pieces. Derek Brown has kind of been a Kool-Aid man. You know, he had to deal with Vita Vea in the interior. But what do you see when you look at what their new look defense for Carolina is right now?
Yeah, obviously Derek Brown, familiar face, hell of a player, one of the best to ever do it. And they've got a couple new guys in there. I know last year they had won him. They had signed him from Minnesota, and, you know, he came off a 15-sack season the year before. Really good player. But, man, we were talking about today, we got to have that same mindset we did going into Minnesota was let's control what we can control, play fast, and take it to them. We'll adjust on the sideline if anything changes and, you know, try to emulate the same thing we did last week. It's going to be a challenge. It's their home opener. It's going to be loud. I don't care where you're playing. You know, it's their first game of the season, and they got a really good defense. So every week's a challenge in the NFL, but we're looking forward to it. And, you know, just like every week, you expect to win, but you got to execute in order for that to happen, because any given Sunday you can – that won't happen if you don't do well.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. We were talking about our quarterback, Michael Penix. Your impressions, look, you played with the great Matt Ryan, future Hall of Famer. You've seen a lot of quarterbacks in your time. What's your impression now going into this season? You saw him at the end last year, and I think you said, hey, man, he's cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the deal now? How do you feel about Michael Penix?
I don't think he's skipped a beat. Like, coming in off the offseason, just the mindset he had and how he's working, he's locked in, man. And I think he's only improving, not only in his ability, but in his leadership as well. And, you know, I think of last week, that environment, how loud it was. You know, you're talking about you're covering your ears, trying to get right. the call, make sure we're all on the same page. And that's hard to do as a quarterback and, you know, get the play out correctly and all that kind of stuff. And he's on it, man. So expecting a lot from him, and he just continues to keep making plays. So,
hey, before we cut you loose, Jake Matthews with us here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. When you're up in Minneapolis, do you get to watch the Texas A&M win over Notre Dame on Saturday night?
I did.
How about that, Pancakes, man?
Pretty good one, man. I stayed up a little late. Probably shouldn't have, but watched right. that. And Aggie's looking pretty good, huh? They might have a chance to – the schedule's looking
right?
good.
And Elko's the kind of guy I can imagine you would have liked to play for because he is that kind of dude, you know, that kind of
– yeah,
you know,
I've heard great yeah. things. And – talked to different coaches on our staff who've gone against them in college, and they had nothing but good things to say. So, hey, I'm their number one fan. Let's go.
Let's right. do it. Let's do it. Jake, let's do it Sunday. Thank you so much for jumping in Thanks, here with brother. Us. Appreciate you as always, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Jake Matthews, guys.
Mr. 100%.
Boy, look at him. This dude's shredded. Look at this guy, man.
You sound like steak. Look at Jake Matthews. He's carved out
I'm
of
just,
wood.
I'm just telling you.
The camera just loves him. Look at those shorts.
He walked in. I was like, damn, Thor walking in
Smooth
here.
Smooth legs, sloping shoulders, those pectorals. Please, steak, please.
All right, man. We got to take a break. We're coming back. Good stuff from Jake. Good stuff from Coach. We got more to dive into with you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, not Rambo 1, but 2.
Really?
Yeah, when he was cut up.
Well, I'm not that. I mean, I'm that's what I'm going for. But
come
you know,
on, dude. You're more shredded than a Julian salad, man.
Thanks, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got a dominant defensive performance last Sunday night. We're hoping to carry that over to Carolina. Right now, joining us is the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. We're live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios here, Flowery Branch. And, Wes, last week, you know, when you talk about guys contributing, and we got so many guys on this defensive front and certainly in the back half that had really good games. And we were talking to Coach about this, and he was just saying, look, it's promising. He doesn't want to get, you know, the right in front of this too far because he knows guys take steps back. But how promising do you think this defense can be when you looked at what happened last weekend?
Well, I think there are a lot of analytics, Carl, first of all, that point out the pressure percentage the team put on last Sunday, right? And I think that's where you got to start. What's that rate going to be, you know, maybe 6-7 weeks from now? Are they still going to be at that, you know, top five level in terms of pressuring? Because if they are, then you think, okay, well, that probably means they're having a really good year. And I think two games in, we've seen a decent sample size. I mean, they kind of kept the lid on Tampa. I mean, Houston couldn't do that the other night, right? And now Atlanta was able to do it. Now they just didn't match it with what they wanted to do offensively. To your point, I was listening to you guys driving up from the airport that, you know, they were having a hard time scoring in the red zone, especially low red zone. But defensively, they did a pretty good job against Tampa. And so now that's kind of where I'm encouraged is we saw it kind of come together in all three phases. And I tweeted it earlier this week, you know, in the time that Dave and I have been able to do these games, I don't know that I've seen a three-phase win on the road as good as that one was the other night. I just don't, especially given the environment, given who it was, given the season they had had, the way they had started the year on Monday night in Chicago. I just felt I was really encouraged by a lot of things Sunday night, but the defense is certainly the headliner at this point. And, you know, but like I say, I want to wait 5-6 weeks maybe. By the time they go to Germany and come back, where are they? Because I think that'll be a really good indicator as to what kind of unit we really have on our hands.
I know that the offense, I think the Mooney drive where he, I should say the Drake London fumble, maybe they go in for six, we'll never know. But that's the only thing missing, Wes, is just, you know, cranking up the points in the red zone. I think Kyle Pitts has been open for some targets that have been missed these first two games.
Yeah, I think there's several things about Kyle in particular details. I know people have asked about, you know, the targets in the end zones. And for me, I think this red zone conversation is a low red conversation. It's not the 20 to the – it's the 20 down to about the 7, they're fine. It seems like when they get to the 7, do they run out of space, you know, those kinds of things. And, again, I'm picking at hairs here, splitting right hairs, if you will. I think they've got a chance to have a very, very good offensive football team. And I think the run game the other night was a little bit like the run game we saw in Charlotte a couple of years ago, right? Yeah, on a Thursday night where Tyler Algier went crazy last year, and the year before that, you know, they had a couple of combination games up there. So let's be honest, these guys have been capable of running the football. And as Raheem told you, if they're going to sit back there too high, guess what? I mean, the bowling ball of razor blades is going to be in your face. And, you know, that's something I think to really be encouraged about is even with some of the changes that have gone on, especially at right tackle, I think their ability to go run the ball the other night against a pretty good group at Minnesota is certainly encouraging.
I want to shift gears because you call a lot of ACC games. You know Dabo Swinney. I'm sure by now you've heard the rant saying, what's wrong with this program? What's so wrong with it?
Sure.
Do you think it was off base? Do you feel like Dabo just wanted to let people know how he's been feeling about all the criticism? What's your take on where Dabo is with Clemson?
Carl. you know, there's a lot to unpack with Clemson. And it's not one of these things that just happened overnight. That's the other thing I want people to be aware of. This just didn't happen, oh, by the way, Clemson's not any good. That's not what they – first of all, they're good. They just haven't played well. The problem with Clemson is their execution offensively has been pretty poor. Defensively, Tom Allen has done a nice job, but they've got two pros. I mean, two legitimate top 10 picks in the defensive line that they haven't made plays. And I'm not blaming T.J. Parker or Peter Woods, but those are guys that are going to be drafted in April. People are going to go, well, they weren't very good. Well, they are good.
Right.
There's just not been any plays made by Clemson. And oh, by the way, Georgia Tech might be pretty good, and LSU, I think, is good.
Right.
You know, and I think I'm encouraged by Georgia Tech because you remember they beat Colorado and overcame three fumbles in their first four possessions that night. You know, and the other day they didn't play perfect, but they were damn close. And the kid kicked a 55-yarder at the horn to win it. So, look, I think that Clemson's played a really good schedule. Now, they shouldn't have been behind Troy, but, look, they play Syracuse on Saturday. They've still got a chance. And I know this is hard for people to process. They can still win the ACC. They've only got one conference loss.
Yeah.
So I think Dabo's frustrated because he probably feels like, and again, I'm speculating here, he probably feels like the body of work, he deserves a crack at saying, hey, you know what, guys? I've been here a long time, won two national championships, and won you eight ACC titles in 10 years. You know, sometimes we may not get started exactly the way you think we're going to get started, but at least let it play out. And I think in some small way, that's kind of what he was trying to say.
It's Wes Durham with us, guys. You know, you see him on ACC Network and, of course, play-by-play as well with the Falcons and college. The thing, Wes, with him is, and I like Dabo, and I met the family a couple years ago when they were getting ready for the Gator Bowl. It's just when you create this monster of expectations, you know, it's the same thing that Saban created, but he was able to sustain it. I just felt, you know, the transfer portal started in 19, and if he just gets a little, you know, more involved in the transfer portal, he's got the piece that maybe put them over the top in 21 and 22.
Yeah, but Mike, he's beyond that now. Okay, I mean that's not going to change who he is. And
but everybody said, but that's where the pushback. But that's where if you're talking about where the vibes are in Death Valley, that's where it stems from. Right.
Yeah, but that's the easy change for people. Well, he's not getting anybody out of the portal. How's he ever going to compete? There's some guys that still believe culture matters, and Dabo's one of those guys.
And he's now got four losses 2 years in a row.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, he's won two national titles and eight ACCs in 10 years, and he's been to the playoff four times, right? And I don't disagree with what anybody says. The landscape changed, and some guys, he got Will Helt out of Purdue. He got the wide receiver from FCS, who they like. Will Helt, they really like. And I think that's kind of what he needed as a fit, and he took guys that fit. He's not just going to go, you know, pay a bunch of guys and show up. Because, and you know, and I'll say this for you only because I know Florida State 1 year it worked, the next year it didn't. You know,
oh, no, I think you got to. Well, yes, I get your point. You got to have a culture, but I mean, you've also got to augment your culture with the pieces that put you over the top. FSU went far too deep.
Well, and for me, my question with Dabo is not about culture; it's about, you know, having the skill guys on the perimeter, having the run game clearly. When you convert Adam Randall to a running back, you're also looking at two other guys. One, Azumame is highly recruited. Gideon Davidson's highly recruited. And those guys really aren't playing very much, you know? And so for me, I'm looking at, okay, where's your run game? Your quarterback's not. You're getting plays on the perimeter with Wesco. Antonio Williams has been in and out of the lineup because of injury. I just think there's more on the bone for Clemson. It'll be interesting to see how they handle, you know, Syracuse forward. Oh, by the way, they still play Florida State.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's still games out there that there are games out there that are going to really kind of determine the fate. I'm sure he's frustrated they're 1-2. I know the fan base is frustrated, just like any proud top 10 fan base would be right now.
No doubt.
And look at Notre Dame, right? Notre Dame's frustrated.
0-2. Yep, 0-2. No doubt. Wes, let me ask you this before we let you go. Raheem was asked about Bijan Robinson, and today he was asked about whether you think he's the best player in the league, and he said definitely best player in football, without a doubt. We're watching something special, aren't we? 143 last week. I'm not just basing it on that. His ability, and he did this in college, to make people miss in those small areas, and all of a sudden it looks like a no gain, and he gets 3, 4, 8, and you're like, how did he get out of there? I just bring that up to say I think we're witnessing and watching something that's going to turn into something really special here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, and that's why, look, no offense to Michael Penix or anybody else, when Grady Jarrett left here, in my opinion, Bijan Robinson became the face of the franchise. I mean, it went Matt Ryan, Grady Jarrett, Bijan Robinson, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, you know, somebody may tell me different, but given the, and you guys have talked to him, I have too. I mean, given the personality, given the...
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. The dedication the guy has to the community, the dedication he has to himself, let alone the way he plays football, you want him to be the face of the franchise, right? I mean, he is a remarkable, remarkable person. And I'm delighted to have an opportunity and honored to have an opportunity to describe his career in football, because he makes you sound, he's one of those makes you sound better. He's like Calvin Johnson, man. You don't get worse. It's like Mike doing leg day in 86, apparently. I mean, you don't get worse. You only get better. But I am, I'm excited to see where this can go. Knock on wood and prayers, I hope he stays healthy, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
He can take this thing a long, long way, man, because he's as good in space, Carl, and as good in traffic as anybody I've ever seen.
Wes, appreciate you, man. We got to run because we're up against it.
What's the story? What's the story on the Divine Diablo thing? Is this something I got to trademark to get to use on the air? Or what's that about?
Well, we already discussed T-shirts with
permission.
Him. Yeah, we've discussed T-shirts with him. And Wes, I know we got to catch a break, but just real quick, I know because you as a tech, how great did you feel as a former tech announcer with seeing that happen?
Thrilled,
real quick,
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for everybody down there, especially the head coach. I am incredibly happy for Brent and his staff for the job they've done putting this thing together. And I told him that Saturday night when we were exchanging texts, I'm incredibly proud of him and happy and thrilled for him and so happy for the Tech fan base that they're getting a chance to potentially go on another ride in 2025.
Very good. Wes, have a great call Sunday in Carolina.
Thanks,
thank
we'll
you so
you
much.
Sunday.
Yes,
you
sir. Wes Durham, guys, voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We're coming back. What do we got in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, got a couple of stories for you, including who knocked up who. Somebody's in the NFL, and he might want to think about a vasectomy. Not trying to tell the man how to live his life, Carl. Also on the way, a lot of folks feeling that Tom Brady should step out of the broadcast booth.
Ooh.
Not just because of his involvement with the Raiders. We'll explain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.